Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Magnificent Monday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And I want to thank all the many people and many, Lord have mercy, many listeners and people that have supported this. Yeah, real music, real substance has definitely been a beautiful thing. And speaking of substance and beautiful thing, this exquisite and captivating songwriter, and she goes by the name of Cy Smith, Lord have mercy. She had me in her 2012 album, Fast and Curious, and now she has a new album, Sometimes, yes, Lord, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear at LOTL Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the captivating Cy Smith. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, my goodness. What an introduction. Thank you so much. I'm doing fine now, sir.
My love, it is well-deserved. Lord have mercy.
Oh, thank you so much. I really and truly appreciate that, brother, for real. Thank you.
You know what? I told a lot of my colleagues years ago, I said, man, she had me. When I listened to that entire album, that fast.
Oh, man.
Oh, Fast and Curious, and one song in particular, Message from the Stars. It had that Niles Rogers chic kind of feel, that vibe. It was just, man, I'm like, okay, I can definitely relate to that. I said, we both 21, so I said, I can groove.
That's so cool. Yeah, that song was actually a cover that was originally performed by a group called the Ra Band. And, you know, I want to say maybe 85 or so. That's cool. I'm glad you were digging into that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So my question to you, my love, that you have done so much, quote unquote, cyber touring this year with Mr. Chris Bode. How did you find the time to get in the studio and create Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete?
Yeah, that is a really good question. It took me about 2.5 years to record this album. So I was basically, when I would come home from the road, I would try to find a moment to sort of regroup, and then I would go into the studio and write and record. And then I would, you know, leave and go back on the road and then come back and then revisit a song like maybe 2 months later, you know. So each song probably took me about, I don't know, I probably spent months on each song. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some songs I worked on over the course of a whole year or year and a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm curious because, you know, I'm dating myself. There was a time that you actually had to go to a studio and lay down tracks, chords, so forth. And now everything is mobile where you can record on the road and have your own little miniature studio to go with you. Did you find it a lot more easier to do it in that fashion? Because you said you're doing so much touring. And then when you did have a kind of break, you said, okay, I can do this, I can do that, I can lay down some tracks, I can lay down some vocals, and then just edit the rest when I did have the time.
But you know what? Yeah, I'm old school. Like, I still go to the studio. I don't do anything in my house I don't do anything on the road. I don't do
anything in my hotel room.
I like to be in the studio with an engineer, you know, and it's just me and my engineer. Shout out to Grant Nicholas. He is my ride or die engineer. He's the only dude I work with. I don't do stuff on the road because I can't split my head up. When I'm on the road, I'm in road mode. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm in tour mode. And the only thing that I really do at home is sit at the piano and write the songs. You know?
Or sit
at my Fender Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Right. What I've noticed about your music, because I know an interview that you gave, it's been a long time ago. It's always been, I never want to be put in a box. And the most important thing to me as an artist is to evolve. How have you seen mm-hmm. yourself evolve as a songwriter over the last 7 years?
Well, you know, I finally, especially for this album, I finally granted myself the opportunity to just have my sort of, I don't know, Roberta Flack moment, if you will. Like, I was like,
okay. People
don't even know that I play. I need to just sit at the piano and write my album. And then I need to produce it myself, you know? I think I had never really granted myself that power to just produce my own album because I was, you know, quite frankly, I was intimidated by that task, you know?
Really?
Absolutely. You know, producing, you know, has become a sort of superstar moment in music, you know? So your producers, you know, they're pretty much the stars now, you know? And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm a producer. But for this album, I was really sort of in my grown woman moment and my grown artist moment. And I was like, Sai, you know what you want to sound like and you know what you want stuff to feel like. Just produce it yourself. You know, if everybody hates it, it's on you. But if everybody loves it, it's also on you.
I just want to make sure that I am speaking to Sai Smith. I mean, this is the woman that's opinionated, driven, says what she means what she says, and she said intimidated.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am, at the end of the day, I'm human, just like everybody else, you know?
Right.
And so stuff, you know, stuff scares me in the same way that it might, you know, scare someone else. Now, the difference between, you know, me and maybe someone else is I've never let fear be a driving force behind what I do.
Okay. Right.
I've never let intimidation keep me from doing anything forever. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I will probably face whatever the thing is that's scaring me, and I'll just face it and walk through it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always felt that there's an incredible difference as far as the creating process and also taking it to another level in a live performance. And I've had an opportunity mm-hmm. to see you perform on four separate occasions. And when you get on the stage, you have the audience in the palm of your hands. And I wanted to ask you, you exude so much love and so much energy and raw passion, especially in your vocal prowess. How long does it take you to come down from that kind of high after a performance?
Ooh, wow. Thank you so much for those big words.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes a long time for me to come down. That is real. That is so real. because I can't, you know, the energy that's in a room and that the energy is always unique. You know what I mean?
Right.
By that,
yeah.
In that combination of people will never be in the same place again. So I relish being in that unique space for that amount of time. And and I just try to be present and thrive off of that. It takes sometimes all night to come down. You know, sometimes I can be on a high until the next morning. You know, and don't let somebody post a video of it, because then I have to relive it and come down again.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that, because I know from personal experience that you are your hardest and worst critic. You're very opinionated with all your performances.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, on this album, of course, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete,
mm-hmm.
how many tracks did you actually write for this? Because I know right now there was a total of, what, I believe 12 tracks on the song. How many tracks did you actually write for the song that were left off the album?
That's a good question, Teddy Bear. Oh, my.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, there are 12 tracks on the album. Really, really, of those 12, 9 of them are songs. The other 3 are interludes.
Like
reprises of a song here and one prelude. So 9 songs ended up on the album. I wrote probably 13 or 14 songs total. So yeah, like 4 or 5 songs didn't make it.
Okay. Now, I'm a little jaded a little bit, because I've already picked out my favorites on the album. I'm head over heels with in love with Camelot. The lyrical content, the vocals and the production is so lush. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And I wanted to ask and get your opinion. I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, what was the vibe like creating that particular track for the new album?
Well, that was probably the second or third track that I wrote for the album. So we're talking probably end of 2015, top of 2016 that I wrote that.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I wrote it at the piano, and the chords came to me, and the feeling that whole song, Camelot is a fictitious place. It doesn't really exist. And in the song, I'm singing about this relationship I'm having, but the relationship doesn't really exist. It's all in my head. I'm just sort of daydreaming about a gentleman, and I'm making it all up, you know. And in my head, it is full out in living color, and I can see it so clearly. And you know, I think we've all had that moment where we've seen ourselves in love and with a very specific person, you know, and we can see it so clearly, and we're like, why can't they see it? This is my husband. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
and it's like we've all created that Camelot. We've all had that moment, you know. And that was the vibe. And I just wanted to sort of revisit a time in my life. I mean, I'm married now, but I've had a crush, you know, and I was like, it would be nice to sort of revisit that feeling, because it's having that sort of imagination is sort of beautiful, you know?
Oh, without question. I mean, the sense of euphoria that you get from it is something that most people can't even comprehend. It's hard to, you know, hard to put in the word, just like that song by Outkast, Prototype is definitely a... Yes.
Oh, man. And you know, thank you. And to create that landscape sonically, you know, I laid down the keyboards and to a click, and then I had my man, Ty Macklin, in Fort Worth, Texas, who has worked with me before. He produced some songs, Fly Away With Me and B-Side Love Affair from my Conflict album. I had Ty do the drum programming. And then when he sent it back, when he sent me back the drums he had come up with, I laid the synth bass on top of that. And I had my man Jairus Mosey, J-Mo the Great, put some guitar on it. But I was like, I need this song to go somewhere else. Like, so I called in my good friend Lucia Nicarelli to lay violin, and she came up with this beautiful string part, and that was just like, ah, this is it. And then I had my man Stacy Lamont put some additional drums, live drums, at the end to just help build that emotion. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I pulled in my friends to kind of form a choir, and we did that end part. You know, images. Images may appear closer than they really are to you. You know, just keep believing, and one day your love will come and find you. And I just wanted that emotion to just build and build until it became an overwhelming force in your head. You know what I mean? So that it just felt as real as it felt to me when I wrote it.
Well, that's one thing that your music has always resonated with, just realness. Realness and raw. It's just, oh, my goodness. And you mentioned something about strings. You know, I've always been a huge fan or admirer when an artist challenges oneself to put strings in the music. And to me, nobody was better than the late, great Claire Fisher. I mean, just on a completely whole nother just level. I mean, just listening to his string arrangement, especially in Purple Rain, you sit there just in tears because everything just coincides with one another.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I know Prince was a huge fan, a huge admirer of you. And I wanted to find out, what did he mean to you, not just as an artist and as a performer, but just as a songwriter?
Oh, man. Prince, to me, represented a freedom, a type of freedom that is rarely seen, not only in music and in art, but just in humanity, you know?
Yeah.
I really felt like he was so truly liberated with his art and himself and his being. And he allowed so many of us to feel liberated too. You know what I mean? Prince was a proud Black man.
Yes,
you know?
Lord.
and he really, you know, and he really represented that through and through. He refused to be put in any kind of box, and you couldn't put him in a box. Prince was everything. He was rock and roll. He was R&B. He was soul. He was funk. He was jazz. You know what I mean? He was everything. And, you know, and you just mentioned the late, great Claire Fisher. When you take those string arrangements out of the song, that's classical, you know?
Yeah.
So Prince was everything, and he allowed his music to be all that he wanted it to be. And that kind of freedom is something that we should all be so lucky to even aspire to. Yeah.
Well, my love, you are definitely a vessel. So far be it from me deprive the many listeners tuning in to some Cy Smith music. Let's get into it. One of the many wonderfully written lyrically, Lord have mercy, kaleidoscope songs from the new album, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow on the Concrete, from Cy Smith. Yeah, but my favorites, Camelot.
Thank you.
Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Just fine. Half as when
mercy. The incredible Cy Smith, of course, Camelot, from the new album, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete, available as we speak, the iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest tour updates, make sure you stop by Cy's official website, of course, at CySmith.com. Also on Instagram, Instagram.com/cyberspace. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And also, I have a special treat for all you many listeners out there. Cy will actually be out here performing, here in Houston, Texas. That's on March the 24th. She'll be at Jones Hall, that's in Houston, Texas, with Chris Bodie. Yes, you'll be there. It's a beautiful thing. I'll give all the pertinent information before the broadcast is over, I promise you. My love, what is your overall feeling as far as if you had to rate, give your own personal critique of your new album? How would you rate it? Or what do you feel is something that you could have done, what do you feel is something that you could have done better to improve it?
To improve it, I don't know. I really love this album. First and foremost, this is my favorite album I've ever done. It really is. Like every time I listen to it, I hear something new. Oh, and I misspoke earlier. I said that was Stacey Lamont playing drums at the end of this, but it's not. It's Lee Pearson, who is the drummer. Oh, also, he's the drummer for Chris Bodie. You just mentioned Chris Bodie, and I was like, oh, that's Lee playing that. But I love the intimacy of this album. I mean, you guys, there's an interlude with my father, you know, my father talking about his life, you know, singing on the street corners in Queens, and then he and I sing some a cappella together, and I love that. I feel like maybe to make the album better, I don't know, I probably could have had an interlude with my mom. Maybe that would have made it better.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll do that for the remix.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. One of the things that I've noticed about all of your music, it's a lot of self-reflection. And you give us bits and pieces of who Cy Smith is. And I wanted to find out on this journey of music and this journey of who you are as not just an artist, but as a woman, how much introspective did you give us of yourself in this new album?
I mean, I feel like I gave you as much as I could give without turning over my entire brain, you know?
Right.
I really kind of went deep for this one. There's some things I keep to myself because I feel like everybody should keep a little bit of something to themselves, you know? And maybe there's some things I'm not ready to talk about yet, but I talked about everything and wrote about everything that I was ready to talk about, you know, in this moment, at this time, you know.
Well, we all have our moments.
Really went deep.
We all have our moments. And one song in particular, I said, when I get Cy on the show, I got to ask her, Can't Get Over You. Now, I've listened to that particular song, let's see, 4 or 5 times. And I said, I wanted to ask you, what does that particular song mean to Cy Smith?
I have been in love before. And you know how you think that person is the one. You're like, I'm never ever going to get over this person. And that's really what that song is, sort of me revisiting a feeling that I had, you know, before. And I'm sure other people have had where they just feel like I'm never going to be able to get over this person ever, ever, ever. You know, I can't get over you. I don't want to. The first verse says, I don't want to leave it behind, but there's so much of me left out there to find. Like, I have to leave you because if I don't, I'm never going to discover myself.
Right.
And I know that if I stick around, you're just going to pick up that axe that you love to grind. Like, you're no good for me, but I'm never going to get over you, you know? But sometimes we have to, we got to let go. We got to let go of the things that we think we love because we know that they're no good for us. You know?
Ooh, that's deep. Because I can say from personal experience, you know, I've been there. Been there, done that. Especially when you are dealing with a woman who is very creative, and you know that by loving her, is stopping her creativity and allowing her to explore who she is as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the only way you can love her, you have to let her go and let her find who she is. That's deep.
Absolutely.
That's, yeah.
Ooh, absolutely. Wow. And you know, and I say in the song, oh, you know, such is the conundrum in my soul, and it's beating me like a drum to a pulp. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes we can be so in love with somebody, and we know that that relationship is not going anywhere, and we know that it's no good for us. But, you know, but that's the conundrum. Like, am I going to let this go and move on with my life and discover myself, or am I going to stay in the, you know, that's the hard part. And making that choice is where we all get stuck sometimes, you know, but eventually you got to make a choice, you know.
You got to make a choice without question. Mm-hmm. In the words of those two great American poets, Hall and Oates, every time you go away, you definitely take a piece of me with you. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
How about that? How about that? How about that? But, you know, I am a firm believer, though, that sometimes there are some of those situations and relationships where a piece of you will go with that person when you let them go. But, you know, I have faith that part of me will regenerate, you know, and we got to know that about ourselves. We will regenerate, you know, and we will grow back stronger and better, you know.
I think what you just said symbolizes your entire album. That symbolizes your entire album. It really truly does. Listeners, please, family, hey, be sure to get this new album. It is available as we speak. And again, Sai will be here on the 24th. She will be performing with Chris Bode. That's it. If I'm not mistaken, it'll be at Jones Hall. That'll be in Houston. And the ticket information, that's at area code 832-487-705. Zero. Call that number to pick your tickets up, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Lord have mercy.
Can I tell you something else?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to kick off my Sometimes a Rose tour in Houston.
Really?
On March 26th. I'm kicking off my solo tour there in Houston. So I'll be at the Green Room at the Warehouse Live on March 26th. And tickets are available at Ticketfly.com. Just search Sai Smith at Ticketfly.com. Or you can go to my website, SaiSmith.com, and go on events, and you'll see. But I'm going to Houston on the 26th, Dallas on the 28th, Atlanta
goodness.
On the 30th. Yeah, Philly on the 2nd, D.C. on the 3rd of April, L.A. on the 11th, and Baltimore on the 26th. Oh, and I left out
New York
on the 7th.
In New York.
So, yeah.
And for all the listeners out there, say, well, Teddy Bear, how are we getting to Houston? Planes, trains, automobiles. If you have to get on a camel.
You can reach me by railway.
There you go. Hey, I don't care how you get here. Just get here.
I don't care how you get here. And for my Texas, for my Houston and Dallas shows, each ticket comes with a physical CD. The actual brand new CD, and you'll pick it
wonderful.
Up at the door. Yeah, so it's
so
going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for the Houston show. And
well, you know, Teddy,
I can't wait.
Teddy Bear will be there without question. I got to see some signs. Yes, Lord.
Oh, that's exciting. Exciting. I can't wait to see you.
Got to see some signs. Yes, Lord. If the Sai Smith of today, if she could get in Doctor Who's time machine and go back 10 years, what would the Sai Smith today tell the Sai Smith 10 years ago? If you were able just to sit down at a little cafe, what would you talk to her? What would you say to her?
Oh, I would say to her, continue on your artistic journey, but don't forget to plan for the rest of your life. Don't forget to plan. You know, and that's the pragmatist in me. You know, a lot of times artists don't start thinking about retirement and stuff because we think we're going to do this forever. But we don't have to be rich to meet with financial planners and start looking at 401ks and things like that. So that's what I would definitely tell myself. Like, don't forget to plan for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because you have a lot of young up-and-coming artists, and they truly don't understand. This is a business, music
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
This is a business before
mm-hmm.
music. So you have to know you have to plan your work and work your plan. You really have to know what you're doing. I mean, you've had many labels come after you to try to sign you. And I've always thought it was great by remaining an independent artist because that still gives you complete creative control over your own music, and you're not allowing people to turn you into a puppet and trying to turn you into something that you're not.
Yeah.
What has it meant to you to be an independent artist and have complete creative control over your music?
You know, it's just what you said. It's meant to me that nobody has any strings on me and nobody can make me dance. You know, I dance when I want to dance and I sing what I want to sing and I write the things that are authentic and true to me, you know. I've never had to answer to anyone since I've been an independent artist, and there's no freedom like that, you know. I don't even know any other artists that can use it, who aren't independent, who can use the word conundrum in a song, you know, without their label going, I don't know if you can use that. That's not going to work on radio, you know. So it's really meant, being independent has really meant always doing things that I know I can be proud of, you know, today and 30 years from now and 40 years from now and in eternity, you know.
Without question. My queen, first and foremost, I want to personally thank you for taking time out of your very, very hectic schedule and joining us. This is your home, and hopefully, like, you're coming down here to Houston, hopefully, you know, take, because like I said, I'm coming to your shows without question, but hopefully you'll find some time to come down here in the studio. We would love to have you. This is definitely your second home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank
we love you.
So
and have,
much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear, and this is always a pleasure for me speaking to you. If not to just be covered in that velvety blanket of a voice you have.
Thank you, my love.
So
I appreciate it.
I truly hope that I can, you know, see you in person when I come to Houston. That would be awesome. And if I don't get to come to the studio, I definitely will see you at my show at the Green Room at the Warehouse Live. Yay!
My love, I will be there. Yes, Lord.
Okay. All right.
But we're going to close this segment again with one of the fantastically written singles from the new album, of course, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete, from the incredible Sonny Smith with
Thank You.
Can't Get Over You. Lord.
Yes. Go in. Go in.
Yes, Lord. Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Here is the song. Lord have mercy. Can't get over you. From the incredible Cy Smith. From the new album, Sometimes, just Lord, Sometimes, a Rose Will Grow in Concrete. Available on iTunes, Google Play, also on Amazon. And to get all the latest tour updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by Cy's official website at cysmith.com. And as the lady just informed me, which is a beautiful thing, her tour, her own tour, which is a beautiful thing, starts on March the 26th. She'll be in Houston, Texas, here in the Teddy Bear's backyard at the Green Room Warehouse Live at Cy Smith Musical Truths and Treats. Yes, Lord, Christmas definitely comes early for the Teddy Bear. My queen, the Teddy Bear will be there. I promise you. I promise you.
Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. That is going to be awesome. You're talking about Christmas coming early. That's going to be
Lord.
Christmas for me. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I personally forward to seeing you. Oh, Lord, I look forward to seeing you down here, my queen. Safe journey, safe travel, and I look forward to seeing you on the 26th, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for all you do to support all of us. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, my queen. Much love to you.
Appreciate you, Teddy Bear.
Okay? All right.
All right.
The very talented Lord have mercy and captivating Cy Smith here in the zone of LOTL Radio. It's time we take a little quick 2 and 2. You know, the Teddy Bear needs to pay some bills. We can't get on for free. Yes, Lord. But in the meantime, let's leave you with some more Cy Smith from her new album, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete, with Closer Than You Know. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
At the core of empty eyes. don't have to say it anymore. Close the door and say goodbye.
Chance of the Son of Soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the Teddy Bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Your heart that's gold. That's why
I feel like you.
your heart that goes so far.
I feel
out a very special thank you to the incredible, yes, Lord, Cy Smith, my love. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, Sometimes, Lord have Mercy, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete. Available on iTunes, Google Play, but for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, peruse, stop by her official website. That's at SiSmith.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram and also on Twitter. Both of the handles are Cyberspace, Instagram.com/Cyberspace, and also on Twitter. Remember, family, she will be here on the 24th. She'll be opening up for Chris Bode. That's Al Jones Hall in Houston, Texas, right around the corner. But the one I'm really stoked about, on the 26th, she starts her own tour. Yes, Lord. She'll be in the Green Room. Yeah, Warehouse Live here, yeah, in the great city of Houston. But again, to get all the ticket information, stop by the official website. That's at SiSmith.com. No need to fear. The Chocolate Teddy Bear is here. Be back on live tomorrow as we welcome another gifted artist. And she goes by the name of Nikki Ariel. Lord have mercy. Her new hit single, Never. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website so you can get all the comings and goings of the Teddy Bear. That's at www.lotlthezone.com. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio. Instagram, Instagram.com/LOTL Radio The Zone. And also on Facebook with the same handle. Yeah, we're on Google Play Music. We're on TuneIn. We're also on iHeart Radio. We're there. We got what you need. I've seen the need. We're here to fulfill all of your needs. So let's get back to some more music here in the Zone with my man, the founder of the Commodores, Thomas McClary, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
What's up? This is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores. I'm hanging with the Teddy Bear here in the Comfort Zone.
Horizons that I've never seen. and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday.
Mercy. Had to take you back. Thomas McCleary and the Commodores here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Well, it's been real family love. Oh my God, so much super love to so many people. Thank you to all the many listeners and supporters. Without you, there would be no Teddy Bear and definitely no Zone. And remember, the Teddy Bear will be back on tomorrow live. Yeah, with Nikki Ariel. Lord have mercy. Knew it single. Never 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's always fine on the west side. Lord have mercy. And I want to thank my staff and my program director, Miss Tammy Wilson. Thank you, my love, for holding me down and letting the teddy bear get some much, much needed therapeutic rest, mentally stimulated, so I feel extra cuddly, extra lovable. It's amazing when you have a little chocolate in your system. Makes you feel extra good. Yes, Lord. But in the meantime, I want everyone and all the students out there that are on spring break, have a fantabulous time. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. And if you got some time, tune in and tune out all the negativity. Teddy Bear got something for you. I've seen the need. Here to fulfill that need. So it is written. So it shall be done. We're going to close it with Total Kissing You. Is all I want to do. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Makes my life Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.